Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Wow, this is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. I hope that you are ready for a wonderful day. You got to tell yourself it is going to be a wonderful day, a great day, an awesome day. It's going to be a fantastic day. You got to tell yourself that something good is going to happen for you today. Great things are going to happen for you today. Things are going to fall into place for you today. Now, this is the All About Entrepreneurs show. We are here to motivate, empower, inspire, and help entrepreneurs get trained, get skilled for where they are going next, for the next thing that you have to do. So our topic today, talking about building your SD skills for success. Do you know that success is just one skill away? You really are just one skill away. Well, this is Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Coach Lalisa, as some people refer to me. I am so excited to be here today. I'm so glad that you had an opportunity to tune in to this show. I'm glad you tune in. Some of you are here each and every morning. And, you know, you're very faithful, and trust and believe your faithfulness will pay off. As you've heard me say before, faith, hear me loud and clear, faith is the game changer. Okay? So those of you who are tuning into this show by your faith, in other words, you're getting up a little bit earlier, you're getting things done and out the way so that you can make it to this show. Hear me when I tell you that when you are putting forth your faith to show up at 7 a.m., on this particular broadcast, your faith is going to produce great manifestations. All right, let me say that again. Your faith, the faith that you put forth to get up early or what have you, press your way to tune into this broadcast. You're being attracted to this broadcast for some reason. Some of you don't even know why you're tuning in. But it's by faith, and faith produces a manifestation. So guess what? You might as well get ready. God is going to do something great and supernatural in your life, and you are bringing it about by faith. You know, faith produces things. Think of the woman who had that issue of blood. By faith, she pressed her way on her hands and knees, bleeding all the way through a massive crowd. It was her faith. And he even said so. When she touched him, she thought it was the fact that she touched the hem of his garment. And he told her, no, he corrected her. Oh, no, 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 no. He corrected her and encouraged each and every one who would read that or hear this. Nope, it's your faith that made you whole. I'm telling you, people, faith is the game changer. So when you put forth your faith, whether it's tuning into this broadcast, going back to school, starting a business, starting a community group, starting a ministry, whatever it is, raising your children, you know, being a good spouse, being a good child, family member, whatever it is, faith is a game changer. And so I am imploring you to be faithful and to be faith doers. Be a doer of faith. Believe in faith. Walk in faith. And watch it manifest some very amazing things. So I definitely thank you for, you know, tuning in. Thank you for being here with us on the broadcast this morning. I am overly excited today for some reason. I just feel in my spirit that God is going to move supernaturally on your life. Now, as entrepreneurs, listen, we got to hear this. There's nothing out of the ordinary. It's not a strange thing to be an entrepreneur, okay? You only have two main choices. You either work for someone else who is an entrepreneur, okay? That's how it works. Or you work for yourself and you become the entrepreneur and you can have people come and work for you. So those are your two choices. Now, sometimes it takes people a long time before they, you know, decide that maybe they want to be an entrepreneur. And maybe some people never will. And that's fine. Because those of us who are entrepreneurs, we need people to work for us in our companies. So it's okay if everybody is not an entrepreneur. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you are called to be an entrepreneur, you need to be able to step out on faith and to step out in that calling and not be afraid or fearful. You see, God does not want you starving or going hungry. You know, he said the poor will be with us always, but hey, the poor ain't got to be you. And he's giving you power to get wealth. So as an entrepreneur, as I'm talking about the skills that you can use to be a success, well, one of those skills is recognizing your talents, your gifts, your abilities, and your skills. That's a skill in itself. Yeah, people don't realize it, but it is. And it's one that I teach, and it's one that you'll get a teaching of that from the book, Release Your Power. In that book, it helps you to break it down and to really be motivated by the fact that developing your talents, your abilities, your gifts, they have to be developed. You know, when God gives them to you, you're just a little baby. So, you know, you're just a seed in your mother's womb. So you have to when you were born, yes, you have every talent, gift, skill, and ability, but they have to be developed. And so, I don't know, but that's why I think I'm so in love with the whole skill development situation. You have to develop your skills. So I said, the show today, I said for the topic, you know, building your skill development skills for success. Your self-development skills, rather, for success. How do you build your self-development skills for success? In other words, you know, see, I know people say, you know, success is not a destination, it's a journey. Absolutely. It is absolutely a journey. Success is a journey. You're on that journey. In other words, what it's saying is that every day is a day of success for you. Yeah, just think about that for a minute. Yeah, you might want to write that down. If you have your notebooks out, you might want to write that one down and put it somewhere where you can regularly look at it. Yes, success every day, every single day is your success. Well, let's look at the quote again. It says, success is not a destination. In other words, success is not over there. It's not somewhere you're going. Let's just say if you're downtown Newark and you're trying to get over to New York City, then New York City becomes your destination. And as you board, let's just say you board the train, the number one train or something, I don't know, whichever train goes over there. And then as that train is along going along the track, that becomes your journey. But New York becomes your destination. Well, this is a little bit different. Here we're saying that going along that track is your success. I mean, every another foot that you're on that track, you see, is your destination in essence, right? Because let's just say, for instance, you're on the track, and as far as you get is Hoboken. Guess what? Then Hoboken, you see, it would essentially be another, it would be your journey. So everywhere you are, it would be the destination rather. So everywhere you are becomes the destination. So therefore, the journey is the destination. I mean, it really just all kind of fits together. And so if success is not a destination, success is just a journey, then every single day, which is part of your journey, every day is your journey, correct? Okay, so then every day is your day of success. Every single day is, so success is not something you're going to have at some point in time in life. No, success is what you have right now. And the way you know that this is true, okay, or the way you make this come true, I should say, the way you birth this thing out. Yeah, we're going to do some birthing out right here on the radio. We're going to do some birthing out right here and right now. The way you birth this out is by taking each day. So we'll start with today because that's all you have. Guess what? I hope you know this, but tomorrow is gone. It's already over. I'm sorry, yesterday. Yesterday is absolutely gone. You cannot get it back no matter what you do. Tomorrow has not yet come. So really, all you have is right now. Well, you may have a lot of things, but you also have right now. I'll just say that because you may have a lot of stuff. But you have right now. That you have. If you woke up, then you have right now. And so then what you want to start doing right now is developing yourself for your journey. You know, it's just like if you were, let's say you live in New Jersey, right? And you were going to take a drive to Alabama. Right? You know, some of y'all know y'all did that back in the day when you were children. Some of you did it when you weren't children. Or you did it as adults. Or you're taking that drive over to Kansas City. You're in New Jersey. Imagine that. Or you could be in California about to take a drive to, you know, Texas or North Dakota or upstate Washington or something. Anywhere you'd have to drive for 10, 20 miles. And not 10, 20 miles, but 10, 20 hours. Yeah, 10 miles wouldn't be that much, right? So let's say you had to drive for, you know, 10, 20 hours, a thousand, a couple thousand miles, right? Now you pack for that, don't you? Don't you prepare for that journey? You get clothes together. You get food together, water, drinks together. You maybe get a map and, you know, decide which route you want to take. And you choose that route based on what you know may be on that route, places that you may stop along the way, things you might want to see as you drive. You have a certain amount of money in your pocket or in your wallet or in your bank account, right? So you get prepared for the journey, yes? The trip, sometimes the place that you're going, you know, Alabama, Washington, wherever, pretty much that would be like a destination, so to speak. You don't pretty much worry about that too much, but you prepare for that long journey. Well, likewise, success, remember we said it's not a destination. We said success is what? It's a journey, okay? And so for those of you who just tuned in, our topic today is building your self-development skills for success. And so just like you prepared for that driving journey, now you're going to prepare for your journey of success. And the way you do that is by developing yourself each and every day. That's all you got to do. It's not rocket science. It's not, you know, nanotechnology. It's not microbiology. It's just very simple. The way you build your successful, for your successful life, which is today. Today is your successful day. It's all you have, for the most part. It's all you have. Or it's what you have. Yeah, today is what you have. I like that better. Not all you have, but it's what you have. And what are you doing with what you have? I mean, really, just hold out your hands and just basically look at your hands and say, what now? You may be holding a cell phone, or you may be holding a child, so don't drop the baby. But you have in your hands today, this is what you have. This is what, when you woke up, this is what God gave you. It's a gift. It's a gift. It's many gifts that he gives you. The first gift he gave you was waking you up. Now, another gift that he's giving you outside of maybe operating your limbs and everything else. Look how many gifts you've already gotten today. Wow. Just make a list of all the things you've already gotten the moment you woke up. Oh, wow, you can see. Ooh. You can think, wow, you can dial a phone or sign into a computer. So all the things you already got. But look at your hands, and I want you to consider this day is something else that you have. You have today. And it's success. And so now, what we call a destination, right? What, like, for instance, driving to Alabama or going to, you know, upstate New York or Canada, wherever else you can imagine driving to. If you're in another part of the country or another part of the world, you know, again, imagine driving somewhere very, you know, a couple thousand miles away from where you are. So what we liken that unto would be more like some goal that you have set for your life. Some goal that you have set. But success, because it's the journey, you have that already. You already have success. Now, what you do with it is a whole other story. What you decide to do with your day, because we're saying success equals a day, so what you decide to do with your day, that would be your self-development. And so one of the things that people say, well, how do I build that self-development skill? How do I do that? Well, one of the things you could do is you could certainly get a copy of the book, Release Your Power. Now, if you are on the phone line today, because I said I was going to give away a book today. I said I was going to give away a book today. So I want to give away a copy of Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. So I want to give away a copy of the book today. So the way it will work, in order for me to make this happen, I need you to, in order to get your free copy of Release Your Power, you will have to text. Most people have cell phones, so I think I'm doing this pretty fairly. You will have to text to me. You would have to text. I'm going to have you text to the text. I'm going to give you the text number, and then I'm going to tell you what to text. So I'm going to give you the text number. You might want to write it down, or you might want to, because you can type that in first. In your cell phones, you type in 22828, 22828, to get your free copy of Release Your Power. And you need to text me at, you text Release My Power. So you text Release My Power, and to the first 3 people that text to 22828, that's 22828, and you got to text the words Release My Power. That's RELEASEMYPOWER. So we're starting our giveaway, and what we're giving away is the book Release Your Power. And you may already have the book and say, why would I get another one? Please be kind to someone. There's God, everybody, I know about 1,000 people that need, that's just personal people that I know, that need Release Your Power. Surely you know someone who needs to understand how to develop themselves so that they can begin to really live the life of their dreams, the life that they really want, a life that is satisfying and fulfilling, not only to themselves, but to others. I mean, most of us know someone like that. And it won't be that hard for you to encourage them to read the book. So you know friends or family members that really need this situation. You know, whether they could even be in prison, they could be in a shelter, they could be in a homeless shelter, different places people could be. They could be in the military. It could be someone in college that is struggling. Individuals who are feeling down on themselves or need to be able to give themselves that extra boost. This is a book that can do that for you. It's like a shot in the arm of, you know, not only motivation, but also inspiration, and it also involves transformation. So let me see how many texts I've got so far. So if you go on and text to me what I just told you to text, 22828, you will get a copy of the book Release Your Power, which is absolutely my number one bestseller. But back to this developing and understanding that it is not a destination. Success is a journey. And so since it is a journey and you're here today, then today is your day of success. And what that means is that you've been given something, so you have today. Now, what you do with the day is based on, see, here's what a lot of people don't know. So I'm so glad you tuned into this broadcast. And as you continue to tune in, you will begin to see the manifestations that I'm talking about. Now, here's what a lot of people don't know. A lot of people do not know that the day is based on how well you can translate and transform yourself into that goal that you have set for yourself. Whether it's a particular way you want to live, a particular level of education you want to achieve, whether it's a relationship status that you're going for, or you're desiring, or you're seeking. You have to develop yourself into that thing. And so many people, they don't. I know they don't know this. I know it. They absolutely do not know. Because if they did, we would see a lot of different things in people. Okay? You wouldn't hear people complaining and struggling and not being satisfied with where they are. That's how you know right there. But when people realize that each and every day is a day of success, and each day that you're here, it is what you have, and that day is a day of your developing yourself into that so-called goal that you want or that thing that you want to achieve. That's what your day is about, each and every day. That's what you're here to do. Now, yes, you're going to do other things. You're going to pray. You're going to meditate. You're going to read scriptures. But, you know, you're going to spend time in your quiet time and all these different things. And you may work out. Yes. But as well, you are going to develop yourself. All right? You're going to use, and that's an actual skill. Okay? Self-development is a skill. So I have a couple minutes left on the show today. If you have any comment or question, you just hit your number one key, and I will definitely answer any comment or question that you have. Don't forget, if you want to get your copy, the first three people that send a text to 22828. Now, some of you have to send that text via your cell phones, so I know you probably won't do it until you get off the air, so that's fine, because it's still going to the first three people. Now, some of you, who, if you listen to the archive, you may still be one of the first three people. Or some of you who are listening via the chat room and you can't get into your cell phone yet, well, that's okay. So the first three people that text. Now, tomorrow we'll be here with another powerful topic, and we have some more book giveaways on tomorrow. And so we're building our way up to what we're going to be eventually doing. But I want you to take away today, go away knowing that today is ultrally, ultrally precious. Don't waste it. Don't waste today. Make sure that you understand that success, it is not a destination. Success is the journey. So you're already successful, but you have to work on yourself with the intent. So your intentions now become very powerful and very important. That's why you can't just tell yourself anything. You have to stay positive, and you have to feed yourself with the positive affirmations of the things that you desire to be, do, and become. So the destination, as we used in the analogy of driving to Alabama from New Jersey or driving to upstate Washington from California or what have you, that is the goal that you want to achieve. See, success is what you are already. The moment you wake up, you're successful. So you can't just go after, I want to be successful. That's why a lot of people can't. They don't achieve much in life because they haven't set a goal of what they want to achieve. So whether you want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a speaker, an author, a mother, a wife, a husband, you have to have a goal in order to achieve it. You have to have it first. And that's what so many people, they don't know, and this is the one thing they really don't know, even if they have the goal. Some people have the goal and they can't reach it because they didn't understand the self-development part of it. And that's what we wanted to unlock for you today. As entrepreneurs, if you want to be a successful entrepreneur, but what kind? You got to state it out. And then you have to develop, and you have to use each and every day to develop into that thing. And before you know it, boom, there it is. Before you know it, wow, the manifestation is right there. And you don't have to do anything, but simply each and every day that you wake up, you just have to develop yourself into that goal. Not just into success, because you already have that when you wake up. You're successful right there. Success was basically given to you. Because remember, success is not the destination. It's only the journey. The destination is the goal. All right? So be empowered. Stay true to what it is that you believe, that you know is true for yourself, for your goal, whether you want to be a singer, an actor, a playwright, a movie star. It doesn't matter what that goal is, because you can be it now, because you can develop yourself into it. And please get the book, Release Your Power, get the workbook, attend my seminars. This is where I will go even deeper in showing you the tips, tools, and strategies on just how to do that. So it's been great. It's been real. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't no stopping you now. Have a wonderful, powerful day. We'll see you back tomorrow, God willing, the same time, the same place.
That's right, there's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.